listeners. Welcome to Matt and Tim's Road to Busso. G'day, Matt.
G'day, Tim. We're back.
We're back. It's no longer the Road to Busso. That's done and dusted. But and it's been a good 18 months or something like that since that race. But we're back. We're about to do another triathlon tomorrow, so we thought we'd get together and have a chat.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the listeners what we're up to?
Well, tomorrow, so we're in Geelong at the moment, and we're going to do the 70.3 race in Geelong here. So, we've had a little bit of a cramming sort of training run into this race.
As per usual.
As per usual, yeah. So, neither of us are fully prepared for this race, but, yeah, we've done a bit of training and, both looking forward to it.
What's the aim for you tomorrow?
For me,
I'd like... Off the back of your 2-week program.
Yeah, there's been a few comments about my two or three weeks of cramming that I've done for this race, but it's hard to know where I'm at fitness-wise, but I'm hoping to do under 5:30, which I actually don't think I've ever done before, so maybe that's a bit ambitious given my lack of preparation, but yeah, we'll see. It's probably realistic, the 3 hours on the bike, maybe 40 minutes, a bit under 40 minutes swim, and yeah, hopefully a 1:45 if things come together on the run. So we'll see what happens, but yeah, that should get me under 5:30 with a little bit of time up my sleeve. Nice. Just in case. Yeah.
Nice. And we've done a couple of Olympic distance races in the lead up, which has probably been our biggest training sessions in some ways, particularly for you.
Race simulation.
One in Jan and one in Feb, and obviously about to do the 70.3 tomorrow. So that's been good. Been good to get back out there and have a run around. You've got you got some new equipment for tomorrow.
I've got it. They say you shouldn't try new things on race day. So I'm going to break that rule and try 3 new things.
Only three.
So I've got a new tri suit.
Which you just bought today.
Purchased today, thanks to Wind Republic. So should be good to test that one out. And then I've actually got some carbon shoes, which I'm hoping will, give me a few extra seconds a kilometre out on the run course. Yeah. And just a little investment I made in some elastic, shoelaces to go on the carbon shoes. So that'll help me get through transition a bit quicker, hopefully.
I didn't know where you were going with elastic. I didn't know what the third thing is going to be. And how many Ks have you done in the shoes?
10 Ks.
Yeah. One run.
One run, yeah. I just went for an hour jog a few days ago in them, and they felt good. So I figured I've only got to do that twice. I had no issues, no blisters. They felt good. So, I think I'll be okay. We'll find out. Find out tomorrow. What about you, Tim? You're actually... looking at going a bit quicker than me. I have given you a 3-minute head start, but I actually don't think you need it given the times you're aiming for.
How does this 3-minute head start work? Is that just...
Yeah, you're in the wave ahead of me at the start of the race, so three minutes ahead of me. So,
I thought you were just anticipating my swim would be 3 minutes quicker and...
What's your goal for tomorrow? What are you aiming for?
I'm hoping for a PB as well. So I've done a 4:41 before, so I'm hoping to go under 4:40.
Okay. And what's that gonna require? What are your legs, swim, bike and run?
Hopefully low 30s in the swim. Like if I can come out in about 33, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Hoping to go about 2.5 on the bike.
Okay.
And hoping to go definitely sub 1.5 hours on the run.
Yeah.
Maybe down to 1:25. I just don't know whether I've quite got the run legs in me. Like both the 10K legs we did at the 2 Olympic distance, I did sub 40, but I'm just not sure whether I can hold the 4-minute Ks for 21. I haven't quite Who knows? We'll see. We'll see.
It's a pretty ambitious time. But
it is.
Knowing your history, you do often pull out some quick results when maybe you don't expect it, but yeah, you still manage to get it together on race day. So
we'll see.
You have been talking, particularly this week, looking for free speed.
I have, there's been a few messages back and forth about how can I find some free speed.
So obviously this goal, you're going to need every second you can get. So
yep.
Fill us in and the listeners, what are some of the things that you've done, that particularly things you haven't done in other races that you think might give you the edge to help you hit this goal?
Well, I think first thing that I've changed for this race, there'll be no banana in T1 in the first transition. We've heard about that in previous race reviews and so on, that you think that slows me down, so I've ditched the banana. Yeah. But I think you've picked up the banana.
I have, yeah.
So I've thrown it to you and you're going to eat it in T1 instead.
That's right.
I've shaved just about every hair on my body. My legs are shaved, my head's shaved, I've shaved off the beard, and I've even shaved my arms tonight, Matt. So I've heard that can help. I don't know whether it's a myth or not, but we'll see.
Yep.
I've done that. I've also been suggesting to you I've got a bit of a secret weapon. So
yeah, are you going to reveal that? I am intrigued to know for quite a while.
The effect of this reveal is probably not so good on a podcast, but here's the reveal. Do you even know what this is?
What are they?
These are calf sleeves, Matt.
All right.
So, like you, this is a new bit of kit that I haven't tested out.
Yep.
It only came this week.
So,
but I've heard... Oh, I'm trying to get them on, listeners. I've heard that these calf sleeves, they're not really the greatest look going around, I don't think, but 2 to 6 watts.
Okay. Yeah.
Free. Well, saving.
Yeah.
So apparently.
Yeah. Oh, that's up. So there it'll you go. Help.
That's my secret weapon. What do you reckon?
It's a fashion statement. We'll have to post a photo of these and see what the listeners think. Whether it's worth the look for the trade off for the look for the watts.
Well, I've traded off arm hairs and a few other things too. So so yeah, that's I'm looking for any little advantage I can get to shave off a few seconds. So hopefully those things help. But yeah, looking forward to it. It should be a good day. It'd be good to get back out there. I think the weather's going to be good. 23. Hopefully the wind stays away. That's the only little risk. But
yeah, I think it's looking like a westerly wind. So it'll mean headwind coming back in on the bike at the end of the first and second lap. So
yeah.
Yeah, one thing I think a big risk for anyone out there is overdoing it with the tailwind and then coming back in with not enough energy, not enough in your legs to bring it home on the bike. So, I think that's the biggest risk for me and probably a lot of people out there.
Hopefully it just stays light at least until we're on the run.
Yeah, that would be good.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But anyway, at least like it's going to be nice day. I think partly cloudy, so if we get a bit of cloud cover, that'd be handy too. But yeah, we'll see how we go. So
looking forward to it.
We'll we'll touch base again after the race and then combine these as a one little episode. Just to
sounds good. It'd be good to review it all on the other side. Yeah.
All right. Good luck in the morning.
Thank you. You too.
Time to reminisce. Race review.
All right, we're back. Back after the race and ready to chat about how we went. Where do you want to start, Matt?
Let's start pre-race. Yep. The morning of. Yeah, obviously we got up pretty early, about 5:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Had some breakfast and yeah, a little bit of a funny incident occurred while sitting at the kitchen bench eating breakfast. Do you want to run through what you did, Tim?
Yeah, well, I was trying to... We both opened our bottles of Coke to try and let a bit of the gas out, but mine wasn't very flat, so I was giving it a bit of a shake, and all of a sudden... Coke spurted out, and you were sitting on the other side of the bench.
It's a bit more than a spurt. Well, it's exploded.
Exploded. Got you in the face. And then I realised that it was all over the clean dishes that I'd done the night before, and all over the bench, and it was all over the wall and the roof. So I spent 5 or 10 minutes just madly trying to wipe up Coke that was just had gone everywhere. So I was running around like a headless chook before we left. And then I had, at transition when I was getting stuff set up, my Coke bottle, the drink bottle was just on the ground. And again, it just exploded. I reckon I lost about 150 mils of the Coke and went all over my bike tyre, back wheel. Fortunately, it didn't get on my helmet and stuff, because that wouldn't have been nice having to wear that.
No, Coke's so sticky when it gets on everything. It's not what you want when you're out racing and just...
No, that's right. So I think next time we need to actually put the Coke in the bottles the night before and just leave them out on the bench, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make
a note of that for next
race. Let it degas naturally. So anyway, there's a tip for all the listeners. So that was probably all the pre-race drama. I don't think there's nothing else too much to write home about. It was a pretty cold morning.
Yeah, freezing.
I had my beanie on to protect all my hairless body. And you looked a treat in your both of us in our socks and thongs.
Needed everything we could get on to stay warm.
Conserve the energy.
There's a lot of cold people just looking around. Everyone's shivering and cold. So
how did you go in the swim?
Yeah, pretty good. It was just a steady swim for me. I think it was around 37 minutes. So right at the my waves hit 33 to 37, so just made the cut for the wave.
You weren't getting swum over all the time.
Oh, I got up the front of the wave and got swum over. So yeah, but no, it was good. I felt comfortable, just conserved cruisy pace, and got out of the water and was feeling really good. So that was a good start to the day, actually.
Did you find it rough? I got hit and kicked and stuff quite a lot, more than I have in recent swims.
Yeah, not so much contact from other people. There was a little bit of chop on a couple of sections, but no, I sort of had a bit of my own space and jumped on a few feet and just cruised along. And yeah, I imagine your wave, it's a bit more serious up the front there. And
maybe. Maybe that was
a few more intense personalities out there.
That, well, a couple of times, some hard wax, to the head and body, but anyway.
Yeah, and you had a good swim. You were...
Yeah, I was really, really pleased.
31, was it?
Yeah, 31-37, so, which I was wrapped with. I would have been happy to come out, under 33, so, when I looked at my watch coming out, I was like, oh, that's great, really good. I didn't feel like I worked too hard either. I was just really focusing on technique stuff and trying not to look up to sight the boys too much, because I know that slows me down, so... So that was a good start. How'd the banana go in transition?
Yeah, banana was good.
How long did your transition take, though?
I think it was six minutes.
Yeah, that's the banana. Did you put sunscreen on or anything like
no,
that?
No, see, I couldn't find my bike. I was in the right area.
Yeah.
But there was another bike identical to yours.
Yeah, it confused me when I rode past.
Yeah. And I knew I was a few bikes down from your bike, and I've seen this bike and I've pulled up. I thought, hang on, Tim hasn't finished the swim yet, which you should have. And I was like, oh, I've ran past my bike. So I ran back and then up and down the aisle about 3 or 4 times. And I was like, oh, I can't find it. Then I realised it wasn't actually your bike, and then kept going down the aisle a bit further, found mine. So yeah, that slowed things up a bit, but I was pretty... I wasn't rushing in transition, just took my time, socks on, shoes. Well,
6 minutes, but, you certainly yeah. did.
but I just wanted to make sure I had everything and, yeah, just not stress or rush yeah. or do anything silly. So I was happy to use up an extra minute or so there just to make sure I was all ready to go get out on the bike course. So,
nice,
yeah.
Good one. Yeah, my transition was nothing really to write home about, 3.5 minutes, I think. I don't know how that compares to other years. I'll have to go back and look, but yeah. Like, it's a lot of, there's a fair bit of running to get in transition
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's a long.
It's a big area.
Yeah.
But I was hoping to be a bit quicker than that. But anyway, that's all good. What about onto the bike? How did that pan out for you?
Overall time was 2:46.
Yep.
Which I was probably more aiming towards 3 hours and had a pretty conservative first lap. Which was, I think, 1:25. So I was a little bit under the sort of hour and a half target for the first lap.
Yeah.
But I was feeling really good. Like, it conserved a lot of energy on that. So I sort of, once I did that first lap, thought I'm going to attack a bit Got more the on the second lap. And I think I came through about 8 minutes quicker on the second lap. So even despite, like, there being wind, headwind
yeah well, back was, in. The wind was getting stronger
definitely more of a headwind coming back in but yep. yeah so had a yeah overall really happy, had a really good bike leg. It was quite fun coming back in against a headwind when usually I'm fading and legs are starting to give way on me, and you could see a lot of other people doing what I normally do and so it's a nice feeling rolling back in riding strong, so that was good fun.
That's good. Did you get enough nutrition in and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it went well. A couple of sandwiches, some Coke,
some dip and cheese and that sort of thing.
No, I left that at home this time. nutrition went quite well. I was pretty happy with it, which is rare for me. So
that's good.
That was good, yeah. And so, yeah, overall, just, had a good bike leg, and you, Tim, you had a pretty impressive time overall.
I was really pleased to just over 2:30 on the bike. So it was 2:30:33, I think, officially.
Yeah.
I went out a bit harder on the first lap, so I think I did the first lap in 1:14, and then faded a bit in the second lap. I think.
Which you might not have actually faded it. You can almost put that down to the
wind.
Yeah, like if you looked at your
power. Nah, my power did drop a bit though. I think on the first lap, I think I was averaging close to about 230 watts, and that's on my Asiomas that are about 15% lower than my kicker. So they sell me short a bit. But I knew that was about what I was aiming for, sort of in the 220 to 230 range, and the second lap I think I was closer to 220 average power, so I did drop off a little bit, but that's all right. I like was about bang on target of what I was hoping I could do, so yeah, I was happy with that, and then into transition struggled to get socks and shoes on, which I do a bit. I like just get a bit crampy after the bike and so on, so that took a little bit of time. It's 3 minutes to get out in transition two. I think you had a little bit longer transition again. Another banana.
No, I had a quick toilet stop at T2, so I've actually been holding on for the entire bike leg. So
you've got to learn to pee in the swim, Jimmy.
Yes. It was funny. As I was swimming, I was sort of contemplating it, but I was like, I can't. Like, I'd have to stop swimming, so I don't know how you do it.
No, you just got to concentrate, and you kind of have to stop kicking, but you do have to concentrate on it. That's always my plan is pee in the swim, and particularly as late in the swim as I can. And I was hoping not to have to do what I did at Busso. And pee elsewhere in the race, so that worked out well today.
And then on to the run. How did the run pan out for you, Tim?
Yeah, it was tough run. I started well, like I went out trying to, because my aim was to try and go as close to 4 minute Ks as I could.
Yeah.
And I did the first 10 in
just over 40 minutes. So I was on pace at that point, but I just couldn't sustain it.
Yeah.
So yeah. I really dropped off to about 4:20s and 4:30s, and but you know, still came in under 1:30, which is good. I did a 1:28:01.
Yeah, that's great.
So I think that's about 4:10.
Mm-hmm. Average, still a solid,
which
run.
Is good. Yeah, yeah, it was good. So the first couple of kilometers straight out of transition, my quads were cramping really bad. Like, I'm like, oh no, this is not good. Like, that's probably a sign. I probably didn't have enough hydration on the bike.
Yeah,
because it was overcast and windy, and
mm-hmm.
I only did 2 bottles. I probably should have done 2.5. And so you're kind of playing catch up from there.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get Gatorade and get as much Gatorade in, like slow down a bit at the aid stations, get as much Gatorade in as I could. And it sort of backed off a bit, but then the last 10Ks, it was right on the edge again of really going cramping. But I managed to get through all right. So it was just a bit frustrating, you know, it was a bit of a mental battle because of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, hung on to the end and was glad to see the finish line, sprinted down the finish line and... I haven't even written my actual time down, but it was like 4:36:45, I think.
Yeah,
it was about a 5-minute PB, which I was wrapped with.
Yeah, so that was pre-race. You threw out a time that you were targeting, which that was
sub 4:40.
Yep.
So I did that. Like I was a bit optimistic that I could go, you know, maybe low 4:30s, and I think if I could have run to the potential, I know I could. Like, I know I could do a 4-minute K run, but it probably just didn't quite have enough training.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing. It's a long race. It's a long day.
Yeah.
And we have these ambitions and goals that we set, but that's assuming everything went perfect.
Yeah. And it doesn't account for the weather.
No, there's a lot of variables that you can't account for. It's rare that you ever do a race where everything just goes perfectly for you perfect conditions. So, so I think, given that, like, still achieve the goal, it's a great result. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the first race I've had a bike computer on as well too, which I think I'll be interesting to go back and look at that, but it was good to try and be a bit more steady, like consistent power, not surgy on the bike. It still was a bit surgy at times because it's a bit undulating and stuff, the course, but, I think that helped as well. And it also, well, I was focusing more on the power rather than the speed, whereas previously I would have focused on speed because I didn't have the power data. Which you can kind of, the power is a bit more, doesn't matter so much about the conditions.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
So that was me. And you, your run was solid?
The first half was good. So I came out of transition actually feeling probably the best I've ever come out of T2, which I think I put a lot of that down to just a conservative, consistent bike leg.
Yep.
So I'd actually written on the aero bars my low and high range for heart rate.
And did you stay in that?
Yeah, just pushing back into the wind, I just drifted above it a little bit, but pretty much most of the ride was in that heart rate zone. And so, came off the bike and thought, gee, my legs feel good.
Yeah.
The first 10Ks I was really enjoying the race actually, like enjoying the run. Was, I think, holding roughly 4:40s, 4:45s whenever I looked down at my watch.
Yeah.
So I was really pleased because I thought probably 5 minutes, 5:15s would be the best I'd be able to sort of run out at. So I held that for about 10 or 12 Ks, and then the dreaded nutrition issues started to pop up. I probably overdid a little bit, taking a gel and a bit too much Gatorade in the first 10, and then got a stitch and started to feel a bit unwell. So I pulled up almost to a walk and just had to think through that and go, right, I think I'll just drink water for a little while and try and dilute out things in the stomach, and it took about 2 Ks for that to settle down.
Yeah.
And so I was reduced down to a pretty slow jog there, and then got going again. But it was a bit up and down for the second 10. But yeah, it's still probably quicker than what I have done in the past in the run. But and some of it was also down to just lack of prep and training. So had a limited
2 week build wasn't quite enough.
That's right. Could have done with another month or so. But yeah, look, overall I set a target of 5:30, which I don't think I've ever broken. I think I've always been maybe between 5:30, 5:40. So
yeah.
I'd actually lost track of what, like, I'd stuffed up my Garmin splits and that, so yeah. I didn't know where things were at until I reached the finishing chute and looked up and saw the 5:27. So
yeah, that was good.
Yeah, pretty relieved, pretty pumped to see that and get in under 5:30.
Yeah, I was so glad when I looked up and saw that as you came down the finish line as well. That was yeah, so PBs yeah. all around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though we're getting older, we're still yeah. getting quicker.
Yeah, that's right.
How did your suit and shoes and
yeah, really happy with them. Yeah, yeah. I think the old suit I used, a bit of a cheaper dry suit, I'd always have issues with overheating on the run.
Yeah.
I'd probably get 3 or 4 Ks in and I was just cooked. But yeah, Wind Republic, I don't know what material they use, but man, like it regulates your body temperature well, and
yeah,
I was really happy with that. So that wasn't really an issue at all out on the run. The carbon shoes I was using felt great.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was really happy with a couple of extra bits of equipment there.
Nice.
So,
that's good. Yeah.
And I'm very intrigued. Your secret weapon that you revealed earlier.
Yeah,
the calf sleeves. I've got a couple of questions.
Yep.
I think you said you reckon it would save you about, or give you about eight watts.
I think two to six.
Or 2 to 6, was it? Yeah. So, one question, do you think it gave you that 2 to 6 watts?
No idea.
No idea.
It might be just a placebo effect. Maybe. No, they did feel good. Yep. And even like my average power in the 220s,
yeah,
like those two Olympic distance races, I think my power was like 211 average or something. So
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. Yeah.
Like we're going further today as well. I mean, I was a bit more trained today than the Olympic distance. But yeah, between the calf sleeves and the shaved arms and
might have
shaved face and all that, maybe it did.
And the fashion side of it, a bald man running around with calf sleeves out there. Did you feel good?
I don't think they're the nicest looking things going around, but but there's kind of at the point where you see so many people wearing them.
Yeah, there were a lot out there. Yeah,
it doesn't.
I was actually really wondering whether they stayed up, like when you're running and riding. Like it I thought they might have slipped down.
But I was a bit worried that they might slip too, but no, they were fine. And like you wear them on under your wetsuit and stuff, and they were stayed up fine the whole race. So yeah, didn't notice them. I think they give you a little bit of compression and stuff too. So and a bit of sun protection, which is a bonus.
Yeah.
I think that was good. So maybe next time, the other little trick I've got to potentially try is the bottle down the top.
Yeah.
On the bike. Yeah. I didn't actually see anyone doing that.
Oh, a couple of the pros had them.
Oh, did they? Yeah. I didn't see the pros on the bike at all.
Yeah, yep. I didn't see very many age groupers.
Yeah.
Or I didn't notice any with them. Yeah. But
I'll have to practice that first, and I forgot to practice that.
Yeah, I think it'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah, maybe.
You've got to put comfort second to speed.
That might be the thing next time. See if we can tweak the speed even further.
Yeah.
Very good. Well done. Good to get another one in the bag. And
yeah, good to get back on the podcast again.
Good to get back on the podcast. And look, it'll probably be another 12 months till we do another
good
one.
Yeah. Well, actually, what on the horizon?
Yeah.
Events. I know you've got an entry into the Melbourne Marathon.
I did. I picked one up in the off the waiting list in the first ballot.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm locked and loaded on that. You missed out, though.
I know, I missed out. So,
I'm hoping. Half, though.
I'm registered for the half, yeah. So I'm hoping I can do an upgrade, even if it's the day before, or if they have another ballot or two, I might try and get in there and get one in as well, because I'm very keen to do the Melbourne Marathon this year.
Ballarat Marathon is on in a few weeks. There's a bit of me that contemplates doing a quick build to that.
I think that's too soon for me. I'm not in shape for a marathon. There is one in Shepparton mid-year. So that's potentially, if I wanted to do a marathon, pre-marathon marathon before Melbourne, just do a tester. That one's mid-year that I'm having a look at as well. Which I don't think that'll sell out, so that could be a last minute.
Nice. Oh, well, a couple other things to aim for there. All right, well, good to catch up. Hope you enjoy that one, listeners. Who knows when and where we'll do this again. Matt and Tim signing out for another episode. See you later.